Welcome to Hatchery Talks. Thank you for listening to this new podcast series from Royal Pas Reform.
Recently, one of our South American customers contacted our local agent. Despite excellent hatchability overall, they had, over several weeks, observed weak, listless, and even dead chicks at the moment of pulling. Thanks to a relaxation of travel restrictions, I was able to visit the hatchery to investigate. Carefully following the coronavirus protocols, I arrived at the hatchery just prior to transfer. I immediately noticed that extraction fans in the fluff tunnels behind the hatchers were running at full speed. Due to massive underpressure, opening the fluff tunnel doors was hard, which could lead to poor air circulation in the hatcher. I explained to the hatchery manager that fluff tunnel control should maintain light underpressure of 3 to 5 Pascal, allowing the hatcher to breathe freely while also allowing small amounts of fluff in the hatcher air exhaust to settle on the floor, rather than blowing onto the roof. We restored the original settings. Yet, to my surprise, the next morning, we found 2 of the 4 control boxes indicating 0 pressure, while the exhaust fans were still running at maximum speed. On entering the chick processing room, the reason for this became clear. Workers folding chick boxes had improved their working environment by opening the doors to 2 of the fluff tunnels to create airflow. Naturally, this made it impossible to achieve the required underpressure, and I asked the hatchery manager to enforce the golden rule: keep all doors closed. 2 hours before pulling time later that week, and again, the fans were running full speed, this time with the doors wide open. Despite closing the doors of the fluff tunnels, they blew open as soon as I released them. Inside the hatchers, CO2 concentration was rising above set point with dampers fully open. Finally, we discovered the cause on the hatchery roof. Previously, with high underpressure inside the fluff tunnel air handling unit and chiller, both also situated on the roof, were gathering exhaust fluff. Covering the fluff tunnel exhaust pipes with a dust bag had rectified this, but in doing so, created another problem. Normally, the extraction fans just had to work a little harder to overcome the extra resistance created by these bags. However, on this morning, heavy rain had effectively turned the dust bags into almost airtight wet cloth. With heavy downpours of common occurrence and these dust bags in place, the hatchers could not breathe freely, which had led eventually to the reported problems. With normalized underpressure, the dust bag served no purpose and can be removed. And with the hatchery committing to keeping all doors closed, normal levels of hatchability were quickly resumed. Luckily, it rained.
Thank you for listening to Hatchery Talks. Hatchery Talks is a new initiative from Royal Pas Reform, bringing together hatchery professionals to share the latest insights, trends, and tips for best hatchery practice. Royal Pas Reform, for the highest number of best quality chicks.